A flock of whooping cranes flew to their winter homes in Florida this week, guided by ultralight aircraft. Experts say there are only 350 of these rare birds left in the world. Their arrival is becoming an annual spectacle that draws thousands of bird lovers. Vic Michelucci joined the waiting crowd near Tampa.
As the early morning fog cleared at the Dinellen Airport in Marion County, Florida, and the temperatures slowly rose, 8-year-old Eden Poucher waited with his family to see the whooping cranes for the very first time.
What's so cool about them?
That they can fly and they just follow the ultralight. It's really cool.
Is it going to be worth it to stand out here in the cold and get up early to come see them?
Yeah, a lot. Really worth it.
Coming to watch the cranes fly over has become a yearly routine for 82-year-old Florence Scarron.
I watch these whooping cranes from the time they are hatched and when they take off from Wisconsin till they come down here for the past 4 years. And also I watch them every day on the internet.
As the drone of an engine broke the morning silence, cameras clicked. 10 slender white birds with black wingtips passed overhead, trailing behind an ultralight aircraft. When fully grown, their wings will stretch to nearly 7 feet. It's part of Operation Migration. The mission, keep the endangered birds from extinction. Liz Condi has been with the group since it began in 2001.
There were zero in eastern North America when we started migrating, that is, when we started this project. So over 100 is, we think, pretty good in 9 years.
Each year, Operation Migration pilots lead a new flock of young birds from Wisconsin to two Florida wildlife refuges, teaching them their winter migration.
There's nothing that can explain the feeling of accomplishment that you get when we finally release these birds here in Florida, knowing that we're adding to a population that 10 years ago didn't exist.
This is Richard Van Hoevelin leading the 10.
International Crane Foundation biologist Sarah Zamorski says the birds are starting on what should be a lifelong tradition.
They just have to be shown the way down south one time, whether it's with ultralights or with older birds, and then they know how to go back on their own in the spring, and so that's what they'll do. These birds that will spend the winter at the Chazawitska Release Pen, usually in late March, early April, they'll just decide one day it's the right day, and they'll get up and they'll go, and they'll head back north.
And as this year's trip wraps up, the Operation Migration crew looks at it as a success. All the young birds made it south safely, starting a new generation of a species still very much at risk. For NPR News, I'm Vic Michelucci.
This is NPR News.